This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
I'm hosting an online self-storage boot camp on March 21 and 22nd, 2025. That's a Friday and a Saturday from all day. And in preparing for this and updating some of the content that's going to be in the boot camp, I'm adding a few conversations and a few things that haven't been in some previous ones. And I thought I might do a quick couple episodes in this platform to share with some of the things that I'm seeing today that are going to be in this boot camp that aren't going to be in others. I won't go into as much detail here, but whether you're in the boot camp or not, I thought this might be of interest to you. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer, one of them being an on-demand boot camp. I've just been talking about a live one coming up in March, but in the on-demand boot camp, you can take it at your own pace. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. One of the conversations I'm going to have is about if you're new coming into the space, you haven't been in the space before, and you may be struggling a little bit to get your first deal or even your next deal, you may consider getting a partner. Over the past few years, I've seen people who have partnered up actually gain some momentum and move faster in the self-storage space. Not always. And partnerships aren't for everybody. I'm not saying everyone should be in a partnership, but I've seen it a lot. And it may be what you need to gain some momentum. Now, for example, as the self-storage space has matured, brokers very often won't even present your offers or your LOIs without proof of funds, history of deals you've done, and sellers very often have a number of choices to make. And like most people looking out after their own interests, they would choose someone who has a track record of successful closing. So I've seen many new people bang up against this. And one of the ways I've seen them overcome it is they actually partner with somebody who has a little bit of self-storage experience. That way, when they're writing offers and presenting deals, they have a history. Often, new people trying to do their first deal are competing with much larger groups and people with a lot of history in the self-storage space. I've seen a number of times where even higher offers are not accepted and lower offers are from people who have a history and a track record. So partnering with someone may be a way to overcome that. Now, I know this industry tends to attract very independent-minded people. Many of the people I've coached and worked with over the years don't want any partners, and that's fine. I'm not saying you should get a partner. I'm just saying it's an option to think about. If you're struggling to get your first deal and feel frustrated, this may be a way to create a breakthrough for yourself. And again, I understand partnerships aren't for everybody. I'm in them. They've helped me over the years. You know, I had one person in the boot camp a few years ago, did the boot camp, and very smart person, a lot smarter than I am. And he went through and was very detailed. I don't think I answered anyone had as many questions as this person did. And he went out and for the first few months was writing a lot of letters of intent. He was great at underwriting. He was great at creating deal flow. He just couldn't get any momentum going. In the boot camp, there's a follow-up that many people, not everyone, chooses to attend the follow-up, but many of them do. And he met someone in that follow-up And they ended up partnering together. That person had experience in the multifamily space, and he'd actually had a lot of experience raising capital. And he found that when he teamed up with this person, they created some momentum in the self-storage space and came out and did a lot of deals. Now, I'm not saying that you should go to the boot camp to find a partner. I'm not saying you should go to the follow-up to find a partner. That just happened to be where these guys connected. Very often, there's a lot of other, there's a lot of masterminds, there's a lot of groups on Facebook, there's a lot of real estate organizations. There's all kinds of places to find partners. The thing is, together, they complemented each other's weaknesses. And as a team, they came out much stronger and can get a lot more done together than they could individually. So if you consider getting a partner, my suggestion is look for someone who complements what your weaknesses are, that brings to the table what you don't have. You know, for example, when I got going in the self-storage business, I could find deals, I could underwrite deals. I didn't have any money to invest, and I really wasn't even strong enough to sign on a loan by myself and get and do a deal. So I needed people who could sign on loans, and I needed investors to put money in the deals. So I organized myself that way. And that's how I got in the business. I found a couple of partners who wanted to be in the business, but didn't, you know, have the ability to create deal flow to look at and how to underwrite them. And these people also knew higher net worth people with money who would consider investing in real estate. So they were partners that worked for me at the time, and we did a number of deals together. I've since been in many type of partnerships and many type of syndications. I like them because I can own a smaller percentage, but of a lot more properties over a lot more markets and spread my risk around. That's why I like them, as opposed to owning fewer properties and all or most of it. Not that that's bad, it's just that's my preference. So if you're new in the space, haven't got much momentum going, and you're wondering what you can do to kickstart, well, one might be take the boot camp if you haven't done it, but two might be, and in conjunction with the boot camp, consider getting a partner. Get a partner that complements your strengths and your weaknesses. No person is an island. Even if I have no partners, I still have to form a team. And I have to bring in to the team skills I don't have. And partnerships are one way to do that and one way to gain some momentum, I think, if you pick the right partners. You know, if you can find deals and underwrite deals, but you need people to sign on loans with you or need people to invest, then those are the type of partners you're looking for. And it could be the other way around. Could be you have capital, but you don't know how to find the deals and necessarily underwrite them or organize them. And maybe you're looking to partner up and put your money in with someone, either as an investor or even a co-sponsor or just a, like a joint venture, where together you all do the deals. It doesn't matter. You look for people that can complement what your weaknesses are. And if you find the right partners, I've seen people just do great, create a lot of momentum, and get going. Just remember, your partners don't necessarily have to be forever, but if, once you start getting momentum in the space, then you'll have new skill sets that you don't have right now. So that's one of the conversations we're going to go into a lot more detail on in the upcoming boot camp. But I thought I would share it for people who aren't necessarily going to be in the boot camp, because it may be of service to you at this time. So thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, and we will use that in the boot camp too, as one of the ways we analyze potential deals. What's great about the analyzer is the reports that it prints for your lenders and your partners and investors. So I look forward to being with you next week as we explore another new conversation for the boot camp. And I will see you then.